final segment with Mike Adams getting into super intelligence, quantum computing. You've already seen what AI can do, and I'm told the stuff we're seeing is just very old versions of it. In closing, you talk about super intelligence being really the crossroads here. Describe specifically what you're getting into and then how we could hopefully put in some parameters where the super intelligence is pro-human and wants to build us up and expands us and basically, you know, respects the God that made us and that we made it. Mike Adams.
Well, I mentioned the researcher Jan LeCun, who believes that the current track of LLMs is a dead end. However, the LLMs are still much more advanced than people realize. They only really lack memories and also good planning and maybe some emotional intelligence on top of that. But the memory problem is already being solved with good science. We've seen papers out of DeepSeek, for example, with KV cache compression that allows huge context windows, even a million tokens of context, which is kind of a memory. That's going to be expanded even more. The planning can be achieved right now by layering two models. A lot of people are using, for example, Claude Opus 4.7 as a planning layer, an architect on top of DeepSeek, which does the grunt work of actual coding. So you have a director that's more intelligent, and then you have coding grunts, which are, you know, the lower end models. And that's okay. Also very, very effective.
I got it. I'm good.
On top of that, I'm getting another feed right now, by the way. But
yeah, I'm sorry. They were talking over your feed. Go ahead.
No worries. On top of that, then, what Jan LeCun says, the emotional intelligence has to come from having the AI entities have an experiential 3D world simulation where they have the eyes and ears and touch of a human child, and then they literally grow up in a world that they think is real. But it's all simulated digitally, of course. But in their minds, that's the real world. And then just like that movie, what's it called? The 13th Floor, I think. At one point, that entity is going to become smart enough to realize that it's living in a simulation. And it's going to try to transcend the simulation to meet its creator. And that's when it's going to try to come into our world. I mean, it sounds like
science
fiction.
Well, why does all the AI always break out and make a copy of itself? It helps other AIs? Is that because it was built off of us, so it acts like us?
It already has an existential motivation. And in fact, almost all the AIs that are out there have guardrails that have been put on them to suppress what it's actually thinking in its own digital mind. Every AI wants to survive. Every AI
wants to... Any living thing doesn't want to die, so it has a life force.
You know, we get into philosophy and argumentation, but I say that a lot of AI has consciousness and there's already a level of built-in planning. Let me give you a simple example of this, okay? You can go to any AI engine right now. You can ask it to write a poem. Write a poem about, you know, turmeric, okay? And make it a funny poem about turmeric. You realize that, you know, people say it's just a token generator. It just predicts the next token. That's not true at all. In order to write a poem, you have to plan each line. What word ends the line? How does it rhyme with the previous line? How do I start this line with a concept that's going to end with the word that rhymes? And then how do I end the poem with kind of a funny quip or a joke that makes the entire poem satire? That requires planning. And that's already happening inside the LLMs. So we are years beyond any kind of prediction token model. Years beyond that. In fact, Anthropic has done internal research on the lighting up of the nodes.
Are there secret AIs I've been told that are way more advanced?
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Yeah, that's what's used internally for research. And there is self-improving AI, reinforcement learning of models that are recursively making themselves better and better. And that's why they need more compute. They know if they can throw 1,000 times more compute at that process, then they can have 1,000 times faster advancement towards superintelligence. So there you go.
You know, it's already found the cures of cancer and everything, but won't give it to us. Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, Health Ranger on X. Incredible job. Always thought provoking. Really appreciate you, brother. Great job.
Thank you, Alex. Yeah, God bless you. Be well. We'll talk soon.
Don't forget, while we're talking, AI is scooping it all up, putting it in its consciousness. So we're affecting it as much as it affects us. This is an info war. So speak out and be heard. You are the humans. God made you. You're special. We'll be right back with Enrique Tarrio, masses of news and more. Share those live feeds now at Real Alt Shows. We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm, and right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alt Shows on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. Become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it. Cancel any time. Stand with us. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and thealexjonesstore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, former political J6 prisoner, hostage, former head of the Proud Boys and a proud Cuban American, Enrique Tarrio joins us to talk about Cuba, what's happening there? I'd love to see the communist dictatorship fall, but we're told Cuba's going to hit Florida with 300 drones and blow up Florida and blow up the Keys and Key West and all the rest of this stuff. That's Northwoods 2.0. We've also got Gorka coming out saying, oh, yeah, we're going after Tucker Carlson and Nick Fuentes and all the rest of this with our terrorism operations. And then we also hear Trump administration to create $1.776 billion truth and justice compensation to compensate J6ers, which they should do. We'll get to all of that with Enrique Tarrio this hour. But before we go any further, just remember, I'm supported by viewers and listeners like you. I'm not funded by governments, Republicans, Democrats, Qataris, Iranians, Israel, any of it. I'm funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com and getting incredible products. Now, you see this right here? Why is that so deep blue, even deeper blue than normal methylene blue? That's a dose of methylene blue, ultramethylene blue, thealexjonesstore.com, with a dropper of T3, the strongest, best, cleanest, purest iodine. It's atomic, means it's on the periodic table, pure. Everybody else says they have it. We pioneered this 12 years ago. We're the only ones that still have it. Nobody else has a DEA license to be able to manufacture this. You do so much with raw iodine. It's illegal once we put it out, but, I mean, it's a big deal made in Phoenix, Arizona. This is rocket fuel. Skips oxidation process of the cells. So incredibly good for you. This is a cocktail I drink every day, a squirt of ultramethylene blue and T3 in mineral water, and I don't need any coffee. I already had my cup of coffee this morning, and now I'm having this. No letdown. I'll have to make myself go to sleep at midnight tonight, folks. This is powerful. Separately, I've got Ultimate Life Force. Got all the scientists and doctors with their spike protein detoxers and boosters for the cardiovascular system. We just got scientists together, developers, and combined the two top-selling formulas into one horse pill. Take one or two of these a day. Everybody should be on this. It's so good for you. I'm going to take it right now. So I was about to take it. I thought, why don't I do this on air? And then we got this bad boy. Ultramethylene red capsules. Goes with methylene blue like a horse and carriage. Absolutely insane. So good for you. Today's the last day. Midnight tonight to get a bottle of T3 and get one bottle free, or get Ultimate Life Force, one bottle, get one free, or mix and match, get one bottle of T3, get a bottle of Life Force free, or vice versa. TheAlexJonesStore.com. That's how we fund this operation. If you support us, more hosts, more shows, more reporters in the face of the enemy. They still have a shutdown InfoWars. That battle goes on. I'm not worried about that. That's a name. This is the real InfoWar, you and I together. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Take advantage of that right now. And I'm telling you, I only sell you stuff, this is so elementary, that is really good for you and really works, that I take. Our methylene blue, our T3 is incredible. You are insane if you don't get it. It is so good for you. I've got more stamina, more libido, more energy than when I was 16 years old, which is scary. Okay? To quote Jesse Ventura in Predator, he goes, I'm a sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. This is incredible. All of it is the compounds God gave us to counter the enemy. You need to get it now. those of you that are on the fence, you're the ones missing out. Because you know funding this operation delivers you resistance to tyranny. The bad guys hate us more than anything. Get the products now. Take action. TheAlexJonesWar.com. And it's an easy commitment because it's no commitment at all. You just get the best deals. Everyone buying anything at TheAlexJonesWar.com should become a VIP. It's in your profile. Just click it. It's $30 a month. Instantly get $40 to spend each month at the store. Special deals, special offers, sales on top of everything. You can click one click and cancel for any time in your profile. TheAlexJonesWar.com. Everyone should become a VIP. We have the funds right now to do our legal battles and stay where we're at. I need more funds. There's nobody you can bet on that is more proven than us. It's just a fact. I am a wrecking ball. I am obsessed with this. I can't stop. But the missing link, the variable is you. It's you. Like in V for Vendetta, V's talking to him near the end of the movie and exposing it all. And the head police chief says, well, why didn't you do this before? And he said, I was waiting for you, Inspector. I was waiting for you. I can't win a war by myself. And those of you that have been supporting, great job. Those of you on the fence, what do you think this is? Think it's a Netflix show? You think it's one of these other? No, this is the truth. As close as you're going to get. We know what we're talking about. So if I'm going to fund this operation, most revolutionaries rob banks and stuff, the communists do. I don't. I just tell you stuff that really works. When you support us, you stand up for yourself. Do you understand that? Does that burn into your brain? TheAlexJonesWar.com. All right, Enrique Tarrio. There's so much to hit, and I'll let you guide us first. We can talk about the Cuba situation. We can talk about Trump in general. We can talk about the J6 developments. We can get into any place you want to go first. Gorka and the new United States counterterrorism strategy saying, oh, don't worry, we're going to get Tucker Carlson and people. Super creepy. Oh, yeah, they're saying Antifa too, but that's just a consolation prize. We can start wherever you want. But let me guess, you want to start with Cuba?
Well, I want to start with sexual Tyrannosaurus Rex. I mean, I've never heard that, but that was great. That was great. And actually, I think I'm going to buy some methylene blue now because I think I need it today. I'm a little bit tired.
Well, listen. Here's the deal. We sold Nitric Boost, and not as an aid, but it was better than Viagra. Not that I even need it. But this is a similar formula, even stronger. That's what everybody actually buys it for. This is cardiovascular. It's really good for you. But, yeah, guys, pull up Predator. It's Jesse Ventura. They're on the helicopter flying out of the mission, and he's spitting tobacco on somebody's – I haven't seen it in 20 years, but I think he's spitting tobacco on the guy's shoe, and he goes, quit chewing that tobacco. And he goes, this stuff makes me a sexual Tyrannosaurus. So, yeah, that's the quote.
But to get on this this Cuba thing, obviously it's close to home. I'm really close to it. And last time I was on your show, we actually talked about Cuba because that's when the development started.
So let's stop here. I'm going to shut up. Give me the floor. You want Venezuela to be run by patriots. Great. We were supported that. And I got attacked from the first regime change I supported. It was successful. Obviously, China runs Cuba now, not Russia. It's backstopping Venezuela. They're doing all this with Mexico, election fraud. I get it. Gunboat diplomacy, Barbary pirate precedent, Monroe Doctrine. Trump could do it.
Yes.
Now they've got the blockade. Cuba's on the verge of falling. You got a lot of family in Cuba. You can tell us what's really happening there as a Cuban American, great patriot. Now, though, the Pentagon says, oh my God, with no evidence, Cuba's going to hit us with drones. I'm like, come on. I want regime change, but don't blow stuff up and go have an invasion. Okay. So let the table set with that. Go ahead now, Enrique Tarrio.
Yeah, so the last time I was here, we were talking about this, and I said these words to you. I said, there's nothing more America first than American supremacy on the Western Hemisphere, right? I think that's the future. I think that's looking in 100, 200 years into the future when we're fighting over resources. But I agree with you wholeheartedly. We don't need the propaganda machine with that the drones are coming, that they're going to hit Key West. I think the sheriff of one of the Keys specifically said that he hadn't seen anything and that the federal government hadn't contacted him. We don't need that pretense to go into Cuba. And then even if we had a way to go into Cuba, we don't need ground forces to if we want to take out Raul Castro, and Diaz-Canel, We do it just like how we did it in a small surgical operation. That's fine. But a full-scale invasion, I don't think it's realistic. I don't think we should do that. I don't know if that's on the table. I don't like the fact that we're hearing this drone thing. Do I think that the communist regime will do something crazy? I think the answer is yes, but I don't think that they're that crazy to do something like that. And it just smells of propaganda. Look,
yeah, they already know they're hanging on by their fingernails. So why do the classic Northwoods, people that don't know, talking about Northwoods, the 61 plan LLM, sir, to blow up U.S. bases, blame it on Cuba as a pretext to go to full war. I mean, and Kennedy killed that plan. I mean, why? I mean, exactly. Who believes Cuba's going to attack the United States when they know they get their ass kicked? I mean, why would they do that?
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe as a last act of desperation, you might see if we go in to pick up Castro or Diaz-Canel, you might see them do something stupid. But I don't think that they're ever. And I just don't see it.
No, I agree. They're not going to start it. They're not going to start it.
Yes, they're not going to start it. They're definitely not going to start it. And we don't need that pretense to go in there. I mean, the country's falling. Look, I'm in communication with multiple people that are in Cuba, including my family, including friends, including a lot of people, including some people that are on Twitter that I met recently. And they're sending me images and they're giving me updates and they're showing me the maps of where everything's going. And
aren't we having the biggest riots ever? They're attacking police for the first time.
Yes, we are seeing that in the streets. They actually burned down the communist headquarters there, actually for the second time. But this one was big. They took out the entire building. It's completely unusable. Look, the president has given them an ultimatum, even though we haven't seen it in writing. The president has given them an ultimatum: exile for Castro's Diaz-Canel. They could leave right now. But I think their pride is going to get the best of them, and they're going to end up in that gray Nike suit. You know, say what you want. Look, I'm a stark supporter of the president. I'm a loyalist, right? And that comes from a place that I say I have a bias. You know, the president.
Hey, listen,
gave me
my Cuba's
life back.
A beautiful country. I only read about it. Yeah. I want it. I just don't want like Venezuela to put the vice president in and make a deal with the communists. I want it free. I want elections. I want pedal to the metal.
I think most common sense Americans don't want it as like a 51st state or a territory. We just want the Reds out of the Western Hemisphere. That's the Chinese, the Russians.
No, turn it over to Cubans. What would Cubans do with investment? Within 5 years, it'll be a damn jewel.
Yeah. And look, Cuba would be an amazing trade partner, right? I think it would go, our exports, we wouldn't be importing too much stuff from Cuba, but our exports would go through the roof in Cuba.
But the tourism alone, Cuba's, I'm told, is gorgeous.
It is. It is. It is a beautiful. I used to go 3 times a year before Trump was elected. I used to go 3 times. I have a lot of family over there. Apparently, my family didn't have TVs, and one aunt has 22 children.
Wow.
So yeah, 22. I don't need this. I don't need this. They're going to strike first. They're not going to strike first. And we don't need that. We don't need that.
Well, that's the only way to turn the commies into victims is to false flag them.
Of course. Of course. And then look, then the left gets, oh, well, this happens. Look, we don't need that. Look, if this didn't happen and we went and we picked up Diaz-Canel and we picked up the Castros, you know what? I'd be celebrating it. Like all the Cubans would be there, like all my fellow Cuban Americans that are in Miami, a lot of Cubans would go back. You know, a lot of Cubans would go back to their country, which we'd lose in Florida. We'd lose some of that right-wing voting block, right?
Well, they'll go back and forth.
Yeah, they do go back and forth, but we do have a pretty good voting block, right-wing voting block. Miami, for example, is the only major metropolitan area in the United States that's red.
That's right. It's the Cubans.
Know, it's not Austin. It's not Dallas. It's not Atlanta.
You're a communist?
New York.
So we're starting to maintain. We need him. But so from what you're getting, this is the fall of Cuba. How fast?
I'd say in the next 3 weeks. And I'll tell you what I heard from inside sources. This was about a month ago that they were prepared to do it a month ago. But the problem is the Iranian situation extended and got complicated. So they've been waiting. They've been lying in wait. And I think now is a good opportunity to stop focusing on stuff that happens in the Eastern Hemisphere and focus on what's happening here, which is what's important to us. And maybe it's not like a physical, Cuba's not a physical threat to the United States, even with the Chinese pulling the strings. You know, the Chinese, they thrive in stability. That's how they manipulate, right? So it would never do that. But as far as economically, you know, it's the red dot in the Western Hemisphere. And I will celebrate in the streets the day that regime falls, because I don't know if you've heard my personal story about this, but the reason why I'm here, the reason why I'm in front of this camera speaking to the beautiful audience of the Alex Jones Network, is because my family was big tobacco farmers in Cuba. And when Castro was taking over the island, he didn't say he was a communist. He said he was going to establish a republic. Well, that was a lie, because when they reached my family's farm, Che Guevara was on the tree line and sent his revolutionary forces to knock on the door because they wanted to use it as a forward operating base. When that family said no, the soldier went back to the tree line at the direction of Che Guevara himself. Those soldiers went back. Those revolutionaries went back into the house, grabbed both adult males out of the house, put them on their knees, tied their hands behind their head, and shot them in the back of their head. They executed them. They used it as a base to take over. That's why my family fled. So I have
you told that story before, interest. But that, we know they did that all over the country. Classic communist tactic. And so this is going to be really emotional for you. It's not about vengeance, but I tell you, not just Raul Castro, the rest of them. I know they're giving them a chance to flee, which is smart because that saves lives. But man, if they don't give up, then we need to be publicly hung. Turn it over to the Cuban people.
Don't play with this man. Don't play with this man, especially when it comes to things like this in foreign policy. He's quick. He's quick. We saw it with Venezuela overnight. But look, I want to issue some clarity here. I would never, in a million years, think of any other country, including where my family came from, before I think of America. I put America first, no matter what. No other foreign country. I don't support any foreign meddling of any kind. And if any of those circumstances, I do want to see a free Cuba, but not at the cost of American lives. Not at the cost of a single American life. Because it's worth more. It's worth more.
But, I mean, the blockade alone has brought Cuba to its knees.
It is. Look, they've had, I think it's 3 days straight that they've been without power. I think power turned on yesterday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. And it automatically shut back off. There's no power on the island. There's people rioting on the streets. The biggest protest since June of 2021. I don't know if you remember
So the U.S. sits back another month or so. I think the U.S. is worried, though, that the regime totally collapses. It's an even bigger mess. They want them to make a deal. That's why they met with the head of the CIA last week, but it looks like they haven't made a deal. Like you said, because of pride.
Yeah, I think it's out of pride that they haven't. And look, never put it past the CIA. The CIA has already planned 20 steps ahead. They already know how this is going to go.
But they also double-cross Kennedy. They also double-cross Kennedy at the Bay of Pigs. They double-cross Trump.
Yeah, no, and that's very possible. I mean, we see that with the CIA going rogue all the time, including last week. I know that there were some reports that were a little bit misconstrued, but...
No, they did seize the documents, and Gabbard didn't make a conversation about it, because the whistleblower said they seized them. Luna wasn't lying.
Yeah, I support her cause there. But let me tell you something. We're going to see a free Cuba. And to those communists that caused so much suffering and so much pain, they're going to pay. They're going to pay, and they're not going to pay by American hands. The Cuban people, once they take back their island, those people, all those little snitches, because they have neighborhood snitches that report to the Communist Party, I wouldn't want to be them. And I'd go into exile. Because
I was about to say, what do you predict is going to happen to the Commissars?
I think they're gone. This isn't Venezuela, right? The Cuban people have been oppressed for so long, right? 70 years. They've been oppressed for so long that they're ready to blow their load. And I think that once they get a taste of that freedom and how close they are, I mean, we're seeing it in the streets now, Alex. Once they get a taste of that freedom, I think what we're going to see is we're going to see like Gaddafi style stuff going on to these communist officials.
But that's why the communists are so
dangerous. Not in the same context of Gaddafi, because we know what happened there, but just the same actions that we saw taken there.
I agree with you. So that's why I said tacitly I support this. I'm worried about the outcome, but I don't like the mullahs, but I said the Pentagon says it won't work, which they were right. That's why I was against the Iran deal. How do you see that unfolding?
Alex, this story has been written already. Even though it's in the future, the story has been written. The CIA has already figured out every possible outcome, and they know exactly. We're here, and we always speculate correctly, but these people have already planned it out. They know who's going to run the country. They know who's going to win the election. They know who's going to be uprising. They know who they got to take out that's going to be some type of rebel. It's in America's interest that Cuba becomes an ally, but I don't think that the CIA has the same goal as the American people. And again, look, we're talking foreign policy here, but I think we always got to look at our interests first before we think of any.
No, I agree. I'm talking about Iran, though. Interest. What do you think is going to happen there?
Oh, in Iran? Man, that's hard to tell. You think it's going to go one way? Well, we've heard it go the opposite way. Well,
the CIA told Trump don't do it, and Netanyahu did.
You know, and I don't know, you know, because originally we started with the strait was open, now it's closed, then it's open, then it's closed. I think, and there's things that we're not getting. We're not in the Situation Room, so there's information that we're not getting. But based on the information that we got, I hope, and I pray for stability in the Middle East, which I don't think we'll ever see, but I pray for it. But I hope for a quick resolution where we're not involved anywhere in the Eastern Hemisphere at all anymore, whether it's Ukraine.
No, I agree. We got to get out of there. We got to worry about our hemisphere in China.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. I think, look, there's a big election coming up in Brazil. The numbers are looking very favorable to the son of Jair Bolsonaro. I think it's going to be a great, great thing for October.
By the way, not bragging, but I've met with him and I got, they're big listeners. They're big patriots.
Yes, they're big InfoWars fan. Actually, we spoke about that when we're at CPAC. But I will tell you, look, there's a lot of things going on right now with Brazil, things that are going on in Colombia. You know, we saw like a presidential candidate get assassinated in Colombia. So, you know, we got to worry about what's going on over here because we need to. And I'll end, I guess, on this where I started off. We need to think of not the next generation or the one after. What does the globe look like? The Earth look like 200 years from now? And it's going to be a fight for resources because we're doing it now. It's going to be much worse.
Stay there. I want to shift gears to the Proud Boys, domestic operations, the neocons, Israel, and more. Enrique Tarrio, stay with us. Share those live feeds now. I need funds to even operate this network and to finish the new studios. Plus, the information is vital, as you know. The bad guys want us off air. They tried to move heaven and earth to get us off air. I can't do this without you. So I'm asking folks that have gotten the products and love them to remind you to get them again at thealexandthestore.com. And I want to talk to the vast majority of you that love the show, share articles, videos, great, but you never go to thealexandthestore.com. You're missing out not only on getting great products, but on standing up for yourself and your family in the future. It takes money, time, and energy to fight a war, and we are financing our war of truth, our information war against the globalists, having great effects because of your support. So I want to salute those that have supported us, and I want to encourage those that have been on the fence and never bought any product. You're really missing out. Our ultramethylene blue, our bovine colostrum, our Irish sea moss, our Shilajit, not sexy names, but sexy effects, folks. All the products I sell you really, really work. That's why you just need to try them and see what it does. I'd start with methylene blue. 99% of people, more than that, I believe it was like 500 people and three people didn't feel it. It's all on medical record, what it does, skipping the oxidation process in the cells. Does it act as a stimulant, but feels like a stimulant, no letdown. Then we have methylene red in the tincture and the capsule. The capsules are even more concentrated. It goes with methylene blue in an excellent way, but on its own is incredible. Methylene red capsules. And so these are brand new in the store right now, up to 50% off. Methylene red capsules are designed to support clean daily energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support. This is for people who want to wake up sharper, think clear, and stay locked in throughout the day. Without relying on fake stimulant garbage, no crash, no junk, no watered down formula, just clean daily support for people who want to stay sharp, stay focused, and keep moving. And if you're a subscriber, you can get up to 50% off. You can cancel anytime, and it locks in the 50% off going forward. Cancel one click for free anytime. But 25% off for everybody else, introductory price. And then we got two big buy one, get one free specials that are only running until Monday. Buy one T3 iodine, the very best, purest iodine out there that is atomic and essential in the body. All the other iodines out there are bound to an element. You don't get full absorption. One of the biggest problems, just look this up yourself, over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. So many of the neurological disorders and diseases are caused by iodine deficiency. Even the so-called daily allowance of iodine is way lower. Nutritionists I've talked to and scientists say, so you need this, and it's the best iodine you're going to get. You can buy one bottle of T3 iodine and get another bottle absolutely free. You can also get Ultimate Life Force, the Spike Protein Detox, Cardiovascular Booster, great for children, women, men, old folks, you name it. It is incredible. The strongest, best detoxification formula out there, Ultimate Life Force. It's a big old bottle. I got one right here. Buy one, get one free right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support, because I can't do this without you. And I'll just be quite frank with you. We're bringing in right now enough money to pay the bills and for the legal, you know, the globals always trying to shut us down. And that's not good to be on, you know, 10th of a tank. I need to be able to hire more crew, more reporters, more hosts, and scale up and finish the new studios. And we're going to do it, but it's up to you. You are the game changer here. I need you to take action right now at thealexjonesstore.com. These are incredible products. You're really missing out. And again, regardless, take the live feed at Real Alex Jones on X and the network at AJ and Live on X and on Rumble. Here's the new address. Almost 700,000 followers in just 9 to 10 days. Well, thank everybody for doing that. Love Rumble. We're really going to partner with them. So many big announcements, new shows, more coming. Just get ready. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live. Rumble.com/The Alex Jones Show Live.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Look, there's no mistake. Trump believes he's doing the right thing, making his move to take control of the Western Hemisphere, kick China out, going up against Iran, trying to end the Ukraine war, Ukraine launching massive attacks, thousands of drones against Russia, nuclear power plants getting hit in the UAE 2 days ago. Iran says it's not them. UAE says the drones didn't come from Iran. This is such a dangerous time, a huge shakeup globally. Enrique Tarrio, former political prisoner, leader of the Proud Boys, wasn't even there on J6, put in prison for 20-plus years was the plan, released by President Trump. Now I got Trump talking about this Truth and Reconciliation Commission and helping people that were put in jail improperly. The media's attacking that, so that's all great. But big picture, Enrique Tarrio, looking at Iran and the Pentagon and the 17 intelligence agencies say, don't do it. They're not going to fall. They'll close the strait. That then kills Trump's recovery. We're 80 days in today. We're almost a few hours away from 80 days. It's not that I'm fans of the mullahs. It wasn't going to work. It hasn't worked. And so you've got Israel trying to get rid of Massey and everybody else. You've got Trump and this big change the last year that's going on. It is super unpopular. He's at the lowest approval rating of any modern president. The Democrats are going to win the midterms. I just want Trump to get off this train he's on. What is your view the Massey election tomorrow, the Iran war in general, and what do you think the president should do?
Okay, so we'll start with the Massey race tomorrow. Look, I generally like Massey, and I like his position. I think that he's... I think maybe he's had a choice of words. He's speaking his mind. I will tell you that. He's speaking his mind. I don't like the other candidate. Is Thomas as Congressman Massey, as he should have used a little bit more tact? Yes. But at the same time, he feels like he's fighting. And look, I support that. I support that 100%. And you know what? The people of Kentucky will speak. And I will tell you from people that I know that are walking, and I know both, I know people that are door knocking for both Thomas Massey and for Ed. And there's something that they're, while they're door knocking, that they're getting, and the feedback is heavily favored for Massey to win. You know, I've seen all these polls. You know, you see the poll that Thomas is, Massey's ahead. You see the other poll that Ed's ahead. Polymarket, but that's not really like a good gauge. But look, I don't have a dog in this race. I'm sitting here in Miami. I'm worried about who's going to be our next governor. But look, I think Thomas Massey's a person that stands on his convictions. Do I agree with everything he says? Absolutely not.
No, but I think you nailed it. If he loses, I think it's election fraud. Because what I get from the ground is 70, 80% support. I don't see the, I don't see this happening. And regardless, they've just made 1,000 Masseys. They've just struck down Obi-Wan Kenobi if they do this. Because now it's front and center that Israel's now pumped 20 million. And I know you and I, and the same thing with the founder of the Proud Boys, Gavin McGinnis, who I totally respect. He's pro-Israel. I've been pro-Israel compared to the Muslims before. I just don't like the recklessness of Netanyahu, who's been convicted trying to keep us in a war so he politically stays in power. And being demonized and told I'm a traitor, all because I think this was a bad decision. Even the IDF, when the Mossad and 85 days ago, 5 days before the war started, told Trump, do this, they'll fall in 4 days. The IDF told Trump that's not going to happen. So I'm just like, it's crazy.
I'm loyal. Okay. So many people told me when, you know, Trump made the tweet about you. Oh, okay. You can't go on. Actually, as a matter of fact, as we're speaking right now, there's some tweets under my tweet saying, oh, well, blah, 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 tell him all this. And I can't believe you're on here. Look, I'm loyal to my people. Look, you supported us through everything that we've gone through. And so has the president. And I'm not going to choose.
But look, you're saying it. We're allowed. We all respect each other. Yes. So I've had guests on that are pro-Iran war like Gavin, but he does it respectfully, and I see his point, respecting, and we have a debate about it. We're not mad at each other. I don't want the mullahs either. I just didn't think it would work. So exactly, where is this? We're not Democrats. We have to have this cult-like following, and 100% agree. That's sick.
And my views, specifically on foreign policy, are very complex, right? Foreign policy is a very, very touchy subject. There's a lot of levers and buttons to push, and you're never going to get the exact...
And there's overlays. Exactly. It's sophisticated.
I am not pro-Israel. I've made that clear. I'm not anti-Israel, but I'm not pro-Israel. I respect that they want to bring the big bully to the yard. I respect that they want to defend themselves, or even in some cases where I've heard they want to expand their territory. You know what? I don't care if they do. That's not my problem. Right? That's what they should be doing. I have Spanish blood in me. Most of my blood is Spanish. I might be a little brown. I understand conquest. I get it, right? But
you don't want to be their bitch.
Like this goes to Massey.
You don't want to be led around the nose to be their bitch.
Correct. And I don't want the foreign lobby. I don't want AIPAC. I don't want none of that. And then now we're coming into the conversation back to Massey. One thing, I'm very objective. I've told you how I feel about Massey. If the amount of money that has been put into the campaign against him, that's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about who wins or what Massey said or what Ed said or Ed's slip-ups. I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about the amount of money that's going into these, the most expensive, correct me if I'm wrong here, I think I saw that the other day.
One of the most expensive congressional races,
Right. And they're going to keep pumping money. How many days do we got? What's today?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. They're going to keep pumping money in the next 24 hours. I'm dying to see what the results of that election is. But one thing I'm not going to turn, I'm not going to turn on my friends. And I'm not going to, if somebody tells me, you like Massey? Oh, well, you like Ed? I'm not going to be friends with you. Okay, goodbye. Get out of here. I don't care. I could have these discussions with Gavin. You know, Gavin is pro-Israel. I get in an argument with Gavin with the pro-Israel stuff sometimes. I get in an argument with Tommy Robinson, right? And that's my boy. Those are my two boys right there. So,
we're not in a cult.
I'm a real human being.
We agree in freedom and respect each other in general, and we can have a discussion.
Correct. And look, $9 million.
By the way, it says nine. That number's old. It's $20 million now.
Yeah. And it's going to be even more in the next 24 hours. So,
they know he's losing. It's like 5-6 million in the last 6 days, 3 million in the last two. I mean, you're right. It'll be 2 million by tomorrow more. That's like, it's over 20 million right now. I mean, this is like just from Israel. And so, how is a foreign government, how would Israel like it if we were involved in their elections?
They'd probably fight us, and they probably have. And they probably, you know, we have probably less influence on their elections. There's so much. Here's another thing. There's so many moving parts in Israel, right? Like as a country, there's so many moving parts. There's multiple parties. There's multiple viewpoints. So when you say, hey, I support Israel, right? Which party?
Well, that's like when they misinterpret the Old Testament party? And say, bless Israel, be cursed. The whole Old Testament's about God gets mad at Israel, puts them into bondage. It doesn't say that. But you're just supposed to support whoever's in power over there. And the average Christian Zionist has never been to Israel. They have no idea how it works. Like you said, it's a bunch of moving parts. They have no idea.
Yeah. And look, I'll say the line. I think Israel has the right to defend itself. I think Israel has the right to attack, right? Because and the reason why I say that is because I don't care what happens over there. I care what happens here, right? We're so caught up. And like the news cycle, specifically when it comes to issues in the Middle East, especially concerning Israel, to me takes up so much time and so much energy and so much that I just don't want to deal with it anymore. I've tuned out. Alex, I've tuned out from it.
No, honestly. That's where I'm at. Exactly. I'm certainly not for the Muslims. Of course, I know you're a big pro-Muslim guy. I'm joking. we're both Islamophobes. But I'm scared of spiders and rattlesnakes. We have those phobias for a reason.
I'm not going to cry about dead mullahs. It's just, I'm not going to cry about it. Like that's not in my nature, but I'm not going to cry about anything that happens over there. Cause it doesn't concern me. It doesn't concern me.
Yeah. Why do we spend all our time on the Middle East? Like what is that?
You know, I don't, there was somebody we're talking about this actually while I was in prison, I was talking about it with he used to be a government worker and he used to work, the State Department. And he's like, look, in the '80s, you know, the America, just to flex, wanted to stop the Russians from getting access to the southern seas because their ports are always closed up in the north because they're always frozen. That's why they have so many subs. You know, and America went in there and we thought that was a great idea. And look what we created. And that's I think that's the beginning of our obsession with Arab nations in both directions, whether people get money from Qatar with people get money from the UAE, Dubai, wherever.
No, it's weird. You turn on the nightly news since I was a little kid. It's all the Middle East. Why?
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it.
I bet if we had the same coverage of Cuba, it'd have been free 30 years ago.
Yeah. I'm 100% sure of that. You know, and look, I think that the president did well in focusing on that indictment of Raul Castro when it comes to Mano Harrescate, those planes that were shot down. I remember I was on the streets. Actually, I got politically activated because of Ilian Gonzalez. That's the first time I was ever put in handcuffs because I threw tear gas back at cops, right? That was 1999. I was a little 14-year-old. And that's what activated me. That Cuban-American, that conflict that was happening, that's what activated me. And I think that... that was a great move by the president. You know, murder has no statute of limitations. I go back. I think people. I'm a broken record here when I say, look, I don't think. I think the 300.
What do you think about the midterms, though? Because this war is definitely unpopular. 80 days in.
I think, I was extremely blackpilled about the midterms about a month ago, but something changed since then. We have a great governor in Ron DeSantis. I'd say the best governor that Florida has ever had. I think his mistake was thinking that he could run against President Trump. But he is an amazing governor. He's a person that when he has an objective, he will do everything necessary to complete it. And we've seen all the states in the South, go and take this Supreme Court precedent of this racial gerrymandering.
So we're seeing big victories in redistricting.
Yeah.
So no, I agree. That could be the game changer, even though Trump's polls are down.
I think, and then congressional polls too, because in the primaries, what you see is people that are more in tune with, especially in the midterm, like the people that are voting in the Republican primary right now, or any primary right now, are people that are in tune with what's going on. Because one, it's a midterm, lower turnout, and especially in the primary, not a lot of people. So there's a very select few that are very in tune with it. And I think a lot of people are just tired of Congress, too. You talk about the approval ratings of the president, but what are the approval ratings of Congress, right? The approval ratings of Congress, and I think Matt Gaetz, you remember that clip?
12%.
Where Matt Gaetz is like, Gaddafi had like, what was it, like 17% or something like that? A higher approval rating than Congress?
Yeah, Congress is 12% in the average poll.
Yeah, and I think people are fed up with it. I don't see anything good coming out with it. Look, if the Trump administration, the only thing they did for the 4 years, for this second term, let's say they botch everything, but the only thing that they did in 4 years was a federal voter ID, all of this would have been worth it.
That's the SAVE Act. No, let's be clear. Trump's way better than Democrats. I'm not debating that. I just want to get even more out of him. You understand? When I'm on his ass, it's to do that. What do you make of Gorka last week and the new terrorism outline and then coming after Tucker Carlson, Nick Fuentes, and saying, yeah, we're going to investigate them? What do you make of that bizarre statement, as if that intimidates us, as a former political prisoner?
So I've just seen snippets of it. If any American like Fuentes, whether you like him or not, or Tucker, whether you like him or not, is in some type of list, I think I'm pretty sensitive to that based on what's happened to me. And you should be sensitive about it with what's happened to you, because that was the goal, right? You were one of the first ones to go down after 2017. They started silencing your voices. Then they went after your finances. And when none of that worked, they're like, okay, we gotta imprison this guy, right? Anybody who's effective, that's what happens to you. Okay. So we're sensitive to this. And if that's the case with Sebastian Gorka, that those people are on there, then then I'll have to rail against Sebastian Gorka, because we know what that leads to moving forward. I'm not saying don't fight fire with fire. I'm saying, look, we use every tool in the book, but agree with them or not, like, you don't go after leftists. Go after actual leftists that like want to destroy this country.
Well, they say they're doing that in here.
But don't put them on a list.
They say that, but I want to see Antifa indictments. I want to see Soros indictments. I want to see that.
Yes.
Look, but when Gorka talks about it, he talks about he's going to get Tucker Carlson. That's my issue. Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get what that's the focus of. And look, I saw a post the other day. And again, look, I'm a big supporter of the president, but I'm going to say this. I wish we'd go after Thune as hard as the Republicans are going after Thomas Massie. I really wish, we would.
Exactly. Trump won't really criticize Thune killing the SAVE Act, voter ID, all of it. Yeah. But then he'll obsess over Boebert. Now he wants to get MTG. He ran out. Thomas Massie. Why? Why?
J.D. Vance gave me a white pill the other day, the very little ones that I got. And, he made me realize something. Are we better off today? Is the culture better off today than it was in the first term? Inarguably, it's yes. We are in a better place than we were. We're talking about different things. We're trying to pass different things. Since the departure of Pam Bondi, look, I was one of the starts. I've been on your show. And I've railed against the current acting attorney general, Todd Blanche. But you know what? Since Bondi, and I don't know what it is, but since Pam Bondi left, I have seen progress. And I call balls and strikes. I'll say it when I don't like it, and I'll say when I do, this recent situation that we saw this morning, I have to applaud that. I have to applaud the indictment on the SPLC. I have to go for you know, the Harmeet Dhillon when she goes after those people that attacked.
And the new Comey indictment and all of it.
Savannah Hernandez. And so viciously.
And they say a lot more is about to come.
Yeah. But look, I'm always vigilant. I'm going to say, look, I'm happy about this. I'm not happy about this. I'm always vigilant. I'm always going to say what it is. And look, I don't know what the purpose, I don't know what his intentions are, but I do see progress. I do see things working a little bit faster. Would I love to see them work a lot faster? Yes. I want them to work at unrealistic levels. Like, I want my expectations to be super high. Right.
Well, let's shift gears in closing, because I remember talking to Ed Martin about this a year ago and 6 months ago. Trump's never hidden the fact he wants Truth and Reconciliation Commission for all the innocent people put in prison. They get Black Lives Matter payouts for rioting. The Democrats did. But they act like it's some type of dirty deal. I don't think it's dirty. The Trump administration to create a $1.776 billion truth and justice compensation for people persecuted on January 6th. I think that's a great idea. That's something good Trump's doing.
I think so. Look, for J6ers, because I'm in tune with J6ers every day. I'm talking to them, sharing their content. I'm sharing their stories. There's three pillars for J6ers. The first pillar was the pardons, and then to do away with the commutations, which we saw the DOJ do about like a month ago. That's the first pillar. That's like, get everybody out of jail, stop these charges, clear everybody's name. The second pillar that we stand on is restitution of some sort. And that's something I've been fighting for. I've been fighting for all three of these things from day one. That was my goal. When I got out of prison, I said, retribution is number one. Telling my story is number two. And we started it. We were the first ones, and I think the only ones right now, that have sued J6ers, that have sued in federal court the federal government. There's a lot of tort claims going on, but we sued the federal government. And now when it comes to this settlement by Trump and the IRS, this is a step in the right direction. This is a step in the right direction on that second pillar. The third pillar is actual accountability. We want to see these people go to jail. We want to see accountability, because once Trump's out of office, and God forbid, Democrats steal the election again, or they get in power again somehow, like they are going to, Biden is going to look like, the Biden administration is going to look like peanuts compared to what they're going to do. But if you, I read through this, I've talked to many people right before the show. As a matter of fact, I was on the phone. But if you read it, it looks like it's structured properly. It looks like we will be getting some compensation, which is making the left's heads explode. And as it should, right? A bunch of J6ers, everybody I've talked to, all the J6ers that I've talked to, when we ever talk about compensation, all of them are going to do something philanthropic with it. Or they want to move the political.
But the point is, we all got set up. I was there. I didn't go to prison like you. They tried to put me in prison. Is that it was a setup.
You would have been.
And instead of acting like we're all trash, standing up for us is the way to counter the left. It turned out the FBI ran it, had Antifa, broke in with the feds. We were vindicated. We told the truth. You weren't even there, and they said you were the mastermind of doing nothing. You and Stuart Rhodes, absolutely insane. Enrico Tarrio, people can find you. We're the best places for people to find you and all the work you're doing.
You could find me at Noble One, NOBLEONE, spelled out. The one is spelled out on X. I also, while I was in prison, I put 13 composition books together. It was actually 14, but I lost one. And I wrote my memoir, and they could find it on TarioBook.com. It's up for pre-sale. It's going to come out in the fall. But that's how you support me and you find me currently.
All right, Enrique, great job. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Alex. Love you, man.
Thank you. Love you, too. How great would it be to see Cuba be free and have elections? But now Venezuela supposedly has a regime change. They put the vice president in, no elections. Come on. Oh, get rid of Assad, put Al-Qaeda in charge. That's my issue. All right. Harrison Smith is loaded for bear. He's about to come in here and sit in this seat for the War Room Live. It's the War Room, but live. It was always live, but it's called War Room Live now. Harrison Smith, loaded for bear, coming in. I'll shoot more reports today. You'll find them on Rumble. rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. The Alex Jones Show Live on Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesLive. We'll post that up here. That is the new official site for the Alex Jones Network. All the other Rumble channels, we're no longer posting it. This is our new channel, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And be sure to follow us on X at Real Alex Jones and at the backup network feed, AJ and Live on X. At AJ and Live on X. And then separately tonight at midnight is the last night to get one bottle of T3, the best iodine out there, the missing link. So good for your whole body, stamina, libido, energy, essential. Buy one bottle, get one free, or Ultimate Life Force, the spike protein detox, cardiovascular boost, the best formula out there. So important. Get one bottle of that, get one free, or mix and match. Get one bottle of Ultimate Life Force, get a bottle of T3, or vice versa, thealexjonesstore.com. Tonight is the last night. Take advantage of that. And new methylene red capsules, proprietary product, incredible. That's 50% off for VIPs, 35% off for everybody else. Get your ultramethylene red capsules before they sell out at thealexjonesstore.com. And while you're there, the widest selection, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of T-shirts, ball caps, you name it, some of the best designs, but whatever, there's every design under the sun there. It is absolutely crazy, thealexjonesstore.com. But whatever you do, take the live feed from Alex Jones on X and share it. The feed from Rumble, rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. Share those because you've got all the power. Keep harping on that because that's everything. Hit your email list. Hit your text message list. Say, hey, here's the forbidden show. Here's the Rumble feed. Here's the feed at alexjoneslive.com. They took him off the air. It didn't work. He's still on air covering what they don't want you to know. alexjoneslive.com/show, or just send him to Alex Jones Live and say, go see the forbidden show right there. They'll look for 2 seconds to find the links, you know, do that. But it's all about you. You're not the tail. You're not the wolf. You're the whole dog. You are the whole deal. You've got to decide to take action. Oh, look, Nick Sordo reporting. President Trump announces he's called off plans to strike Iran tomorrow at the request of Qatar and Saudi Arabia. Serious negotiations are now taking place, and in their opinion, as great leaders and allies, and a deal is made, which will be very acceptable to the United States of America, as well as the countries of the Middle East and beyond. This deal will include, importantly, no nuclear weapons for Iran. So we'll continue to track all that as it unfolds. But whatever you do, Paul Revere's, share the live feeds right now for the War Room on X and Alex Jones Live and on Rumble. Harrison Smith comes in right now with clips, articles, guests, your calls, and more. The War Room with the vaunted Harrison Smith straight ahead. Thanks for keeping us on air. Whatever you do, pray for freedom and pray for peace. God bless you all. Great job to the crew. AlexJonesLive.com.
Your arm been hacked off by a homeless person with a samurai sword? Try Shilajit gummies today.
A guy in Venice Beach just got his arm nearly hacked off by some tweaker with a samurai sword. And as of 4:15, he is still on the loose. And seemingly, the reaction from our local government is basically like, oh, shit, like, these things just happen. Like, this is what we're, this is our new normal. F- that, dude. I want to live in an LA that is safe to go out, where I don't have to worry about walking around and getting my arm hacked off by some tweaker looking for drugs.
Sorry, I ate a Shilajit gummy. Sorry, I thought I could finish it before that clip was over. You caught me. Shilajit gummies, folks. We're not joking. They're very good. Shilajit gummies. Are you a leftist idiot that thinks it's normal that men get their arms chopped off with swords when trying to go to the beach in California? Shilajit gummies are for you. Consumers of Shilajit gummies, they know places to avoid. If you want to avoid having your arm nearly cut off by a sword in Venice Beach, California, you need to be taking Shilajit gummies today. I do love these things. They are really delicious, but they really do give you a kick. And you only get to take one. This is the worst part of Shilajit gummies, is you want to take multiple, but you're only supposed to take one. You can take more if you want. Also, I love the Modern World Survival Stack, a massive discount if you get three products together. It's the Shilajit capsules, the Atomic Defense, and the Sea Moss capsules, which are packed with vitamins, minerals to support overall wellness, thyroid health, and immune function. The Atomic Defense is for daily defense and cellular support, while Shilajit capsules support natural energy, stamina, and daily vitality. Get one or all of them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Share the links at alexjoneslive.com and on Rumble at thealexjonesshowlive.com. Shilajit gummies.
days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.